Hi, welcome back. In this video, we'll be discussing the staffing function. Let's dig in. The need for staffing. In the planning stage, it is decided what goals and objectives the organization needs to achieve and how to achieve them. And staffing is a big part of that. We need to know who needs to be where, how many people need to be there, what is their qualifications. These plans of action need to be executed at various levels in different functional areas by employees processing the required knowledge, skill, and experience. Therefore, there is a need to divide the work among units, departments, divisions, and groups. So this is the need for staffing. We have got to fill these positions with qualified people, qualified candidates that are able to come in and do the work based on their knowledge and skill and experience. So that's why staffing is so important, to finding the right fit for your organization so the right people can be involved and that we can produce the best products and be a market leader. To fulfill this requirement, an organizational structure needs to be developed, creating different posts at different levels, departments, divisions, units, with specific requirements for achieving organizational objectives. So we're going to plan this out, right? We're going to plan it, we're going to organize it, and this is part of the implementation of the plan, following up with the staffing needs, putting the right people in place. The staffing function is dynamic in nature and consists of the following steps. 1, manpower planning. 2, recruitment and selection. Training and development. And performance appraisal. So manpower planning, we're going to project the manpower needs and requirements for whatever we're doing, right? We're going to forecast the organizational structure changes. Forecasting organizational expansion and growth. We never know when we're going to grow. Upper management has got a plan for it, but we may grow sooner than expected. So we need to be able to plan ahead, right? We need to be prepared for that. Right? We may not grow as fast, so then we may have to lay people off. So it's important to always have a feel for the market. Promoting employees internally through training and development. That is so crucial to developing our staff, developing our talent, so that we can continue to ingrain that culture in them, so that they can take it to the next level, and that we can continue to grow and succeed. The more we grow, the more opportunity that people should have inside their organization. 2, job analysis. It's essential to matching manpower with the job. We've got to know who we're getting. We need to make sure that we match them up correctly. And then that way, we have a finely tuned organizational machine. Job analysis lets you know the nature of the job. This will let us know if the candidate has the qualifications, the experience and the expertise, and the skill set for the job that's required. Job analysis helps in the recruitment of the right candidate. We've got to really analyze our applicants so that we can make the best decision on who we want to continue in the process with. Manpower inventory. A list of available manpower and their personal characteristics. A lot of time we have staffing agencies, or we may also have organizational feelers or people out there that bring us talent, and they scan the criteria for the right fit for us. Or a staffing agency will have numerous applications for a job, and they'll bring the applications to the manager so that they can comb through the applications and see which employees or candidates are the right fit. So this list provides details to not only present manpower capacity, but also future opportunities such as promotions or transfers. So if we have high quality internal employees that are already doing a good job, why not promote them instead of hiring somebody from the outside? Recruitment and selection. Once vacancies have been identified, the process of recruitment can begin. We have to know where our holes are before we can fill them. And once we know where the holes are, we can fill them with the right candidates. The recruitment process involves identifying the sources from where the personnel can be employed. A lot of times organizations go to colleges. They have career fair. They will take a lot of candidates from there and put them into their pool, and then they'll have more resources to pull from, and we can have a greater chance of finding the right employee. Selection process involves choosing the most suitable person for each vacancy based on our job analysis. Training and development is next. Training and development are an important part of staffing. Ensuring continuous development and growth of the employees is essential for subsequent growth, continual growth, and development of the organization's business through achievement of its objectives and goals. We want to make sure that we spend the time, invest the resources in training our employees so that they know how to do the job effectively and efficiently. Training provides specific skills to employees, thus increasing their efficiency and skills in the jobs correctly. Development is the overall improvement of employees in interpersonal relationships, independent decision making, and overall job efficiency. Development is aimed at increasing the potential of employees for future managerial assignments. Now, a good manager wants to lift their employees up constantly. We would like to see all of our employees that are under us become managers one day. One, if that happens, we know that the growth inside the organization has been fantastic and everybody can move up and be managers. And two, you know you did a good job in training and supporting your employees. Performance appraisal. This is an undertaking to periodically judge the performance of an employee. It's an assessment. It's conducted by a senior person that knows that person's job performance history. The performance appraisal enables the managers, department heads, to understand how well an individual is performing and are they meeting the objectives. So we want to have a test at the end of the year that says, hey, look, this is what we've evaluated, this is what we've seen, right? Let's appraise their performance, right? And let them know and come out with a plan that will allow them to grow, get better, work on their weaknesses, develop their strengths, right? We want to give them an honest evaluation so that they know how to get better moving forward in the future. So the performance appraisal gives us an opportunity, right, just as we talked about, to further their growth and development. All right, that's it.